The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
On March the 1st, 2021, Matt Walker led his 19-9 Lady Dogs into Spencer, Tennessee to face Tyler Sapp and his 24-2 Eaglets in a Region 3A semifinal contest. The spirited home crowd had poured into Van Buren County High School that night, left in silent defeat as the black, purple, and gold dashed their season's dreams with a 50-36 win. Since that time, the Eaglets have advanced to consecutive state tournaments in the past two seasons and are looking for a Murfreesboro three-peat here tonight. Coming into town to spoil the party, just like in 2021, are the battle-tested K-9 competition from Clay County, who also seek their third appearance in the borough in four seasons. Let me tell you what you get when you pair together two proud programs, both with raucous community support, identical 21-10 records, and their seasons on the line in a sub-state game. You get an all-out tooth and nail, eye gouging, fur and feather fly and more, and it's time to get it on.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermit Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here live on the Conquest pregame show. This is the year's 27th broadcast of Clay County basketball, and we're thrilled to be on the road with the Lady Dogs as March begins and state sectional play cuts the Sweet 16 tonight into the Elite 8. Joining me soon will be a man who's won 10 of these sub-state games. He's former head coach Joe Sims. With me for now is a man who's fired up and ready for our sixth broadcast of state sectional basketball right here on the Horizon Sports Network. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
What a privilege it is to have a team to follow like this version of the Clay County Lady Bulldogs tonight, Daniel. Appreciate that kind introduction. And it's all on the line again. A state tournament berth is at stake. And we're here for it on the Horizon Sports Network.
Absolutely. No more gimmies at this point. Last time out, that region title game only proceeding. Everything else less than a win now, and you're done.
And these sub-state games are what you play for. This place is going to be packed. It's going to be loud. And when you get to the sectional, you know it's going to be a good one. Only 16 teams left, Daniel. And Clay County and Van Buren are two of them.
Absolutely. Both of them 21-10 records. We're hoping Clay County's 21-10. A little more battle-tested, though.
But we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We save it every broadcast, and we mean it. They make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough. And a special shout-out to Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank for making this live video feed happen here tonight for folks. So be sure and stop by the Bank of Salina to see Russell West and the friendly faces you all know for all your banking needs. And let them and all of our sponsors know how much you appreciate them making this coverage possible. And, Daniel, there's one face we're all familiar with who we want to recognize, and that's longtime branch manager Linda Key. She's retiring after 37 years of service with the Bank of Salina, so congratulations to her. That's almost four decades of service, Daniel. Just impressive.
Yeah, a well-deserved break. She's a neighbor to my parents down there in Salina and a good neighbor to them, and has been great at that branch for all the community.
And, again, more thanks to Bank of Salina for making this live video possible. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper. We've had great support during this postseason run on the Horizon Sports Network, and we hope you folks will also support the news when it comes out each week on newsstands. Up next, we'll talk about how Clay County got here in our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the Carquest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling building projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. But the paper covering the Region 4A title game is not out yet, so we'll just summarize the Lady Dogs' runner-up finish in the region tournament. Clay County battled throughout in their title game of Piggott County, where the Lady Bobcats led the lion's share of the contest, but the Lady Dogs were close on their heels most of the way. Piggott County was up 3 at the end of the first, and by 6 at halftime, a margin they up to 8 heading into the fourth quarter. Hallie Buford drained a 3 to open the final frame to pull her team within 5 at 36-41, but the Lady Bobcats responded with a 6-0 run to push their advantage to double figures, and Clay County never recovered. Buford finished with 22. Madison Hayes, a huge night, with 17. Bella Aslock 4, Helen Garrison 2, and Natalie Smith 1, Daniel.
Yeah, Piggott County, you know, a tough one. Two teams that I both expect to win tonight, and honestly, don't mind if the Lady Bobcats lose, but certainly fooling for the Lady Dogs tonight.
Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's newspaper for all things Clay County, including basketball and coverage of that Region 4A finale and tonight's sub-state game next week. And we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Van Buren in the Sweet 16 here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Spencer, Tennessee, folks, right in front of this big Class A state sectional contest. Time now on the CarQuest pregame show for the Ashhawk and Strong girls sectional update. So 16 teams left here in Class A basketball. Going to wage war tonight in 8 different contests across the state. First of all, got the 26-1 Cloudland team hosting 24-4 Sunbright. I'll pause on each of these, let Coach Sims give his thoughts. Some of them may not require a lot of thinking.
Well, probably not. I don't know a whole lot about a lot of them, or very few of them, but I know about histories and, you know, kind of what kind of basketball they play in each area. So, you know, maybe I get some of them right.
Of course, you know, that record there, Sunbright 24-4, Cloudland 26-1. Both teams a great record, but Cloudland kind of usually the favorite in
yeah,
that matchup.
Yeah, I definitely picked Cloudland in that one. Sunbright really turned it around the last few years.
Oh. Getting a score update
yeah,
right now.
Cloudland
is
15-12 at halftime. So
low
score. Yeah, evidently Sunbright's taking North Green's game plan from the other night and keeping it deliberate probably, but you never know with these games, but I still will go with Cloudland.
Of course, the other one over there, 25-10 North Green taking on 22-7 Midway hosting that game.
Yep.
Getting more scores right now.
North Green's up 21-17. Well, I was fixing to say I would pick North Green in that one. I think I know the guy that coaches at Midway. He coached a long time, then he quit for a while, then he came back. But he's older than I am, but does a good job. But you know, I just think North Green's probably got a little better basketball team than Midway. But, again, you never know. You know, four-point game at halftime.
Of course, sitting right here in Spencer, the 21-10 squad's fixed to get it on. We'll talk about this one in a minute. I pretty much think that in Birdstown, the 25-2 Lady Bobcats can name the score against 17-9 Copper Basin.
Yeah, I think they can win by 40 or 50 or 30 or whatever they want to. Cause,
Shouldn't be very entertaining.
Yeah.
24-8 Moore County hosting 20-8 McEwen.
And I don't really know much about those games, teams. McEwen, I've never played them, never been to a camp where they were at, but they normally have a pretty good team. I don't think known of them being in the state tournament, but knowing Moore County's history, I just go with them. But now, that doesn't mean that they're going to win, you know, but that's who I would pick.
Another one on paper that's probably kind of lopsided, 29-3 Wayne County, AP number one team in the final regular season poll. They host 18-11 Eagleville.
Yeah, I think they'll win fairly easily, even though Eagleville did upset Richland, and Richland had beaten Wayne County once this year. So, but, you know, in sub-state, everybody's fired up, so I figure Wayne County will, you know, put it to them pretty good.
The final two matchups, 21-8 South Fulton, hosting 15-9 University High out of Memphis.
Well, again, I don't know much about those teams over there, but, you know, I would seldom pick a Memphis team against one of the rural teams like South Fulton, and I think Greenfield's the other one. You know, I'd pick both of them against both the Memphis teams. I don't care what the record is.
Typically just better chemistry and more fundamentally same.
Yeah, they play some good basketball out there where South Fulton and all them. And that's the same area that Gleason and Bradford and all them come in. Now, Gleason and Bradford hadn't been too good the last few years, but, you know, at one time that was our nemesis in the state tournament. You know, we got knocked out by Gleason twice and Bradford twice. But it's been Greenfield, McKenzie, and Dresden, those teams lately. But, you know, that whole area plays good basketball.
Of course, speaking of Greenfield, they're on the road tonight in the final of the eight matchups, 21-10 Greenfield at 28-2 Middle College out of Memphis, so maybe an exception to the rule.
Could, you know, but I'd still go with Greenfield.
We do know that the winner of this game we're about to call tonight will be playing in Murfreesboro on Wednesday for a 5:30 tip-off against the winner of Moore County and McEwen. Those brackets came out yesterday. Clay County, should they advance, kind of favorable for them. Pickett County and Wayne County, AP 1-2 to end of the regular season. They are both on the opposite side of the bracket. Folks, this has been the Girls State Sectional Update brought to you by Ashong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonda today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll play one set of ads here and come right back.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show for the final time before the playing of the national anthem. That means it's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. This is where we kick to Coach Sims to get his thoughts on how Clay County can advance to Murfreesboro. What do you think, Coach?
Well, you know, on the road, it's always tough, but, you know, I still feel like we got a better team than they do, and I haven't seen them play this year. I know Bowling girl is really good, and the Big Mills girl is going to be hard to handle inside. I think number 11 shoots it pretty good, but, you know, if we get some scoring, I think we'll be all right. But, you know, with our bunch, you never can tell. Sometimes, you know, Maddie scores good. Sometimes she doesn't. Sometimes Bella does. And we need a little score from other girls, too. You know, Ella and Lacey and Baylor and all those kids need to step up and get a few. You know, if we can get into the, you know, 50s, hopefully we'll have a really good chance to win.
Probably if there was one knock a body could have against this good Clay County team, it may be inconsistency.
Right.
You've seen everybody capable of great things this year. It's just putting it all together consistently.
If they can all, you know, do it at the same time, we could be a really good team. But it seldom happens, you know.
Both these teams, of course, 21-10, Coach Sims, but Clay County, a much tougher schedule.
Well,
got to be to their favor.
Got to be. You know, we played a lot more better teams than Van Buren. Down here, you know, they hadn't played too many good teams. And, you know, hopefully that'll be to our advantage.
Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take. Sponsored by Bobby's Place. Look for Tipsy's Town and Tall in downtown Salina. And stop in for a little taste of soul today. We'll pause for the playing of the national anthem.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live from Spencer, Tennessee, the home of Van Buren County High School and Eaglettes. Time now for this Class A State Sectional to almost be underway as they announce the starting lineups here on the hardwood. We'll announce them on the Horizon Sports Network with the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups. The home team tonight, Van Buren County, their white home jerseys, maroon numerals on those jerseys, trimmed in black. Their head coach, Tyler Sapp. His eighth season overall, 151 wins to 96 losses, a 21-10 record this year. They are the District 6 and Region 3 champions, a nine-game winning streak coming into this contest. Starting for Van Buren County, a freshman, number 12, Abigail Netherton. Sophomore, number 13, Ellie Grissom. They've turned the lights out on me. Let me get my flashlight. I apologize. A sophomore, number 14, Addison Emery, senior number 33, Layla Bolden, and a sophomore number 44, Kara Mills. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, they will be the visiting team tonight. They'll shoot at the hoop to right during this first half of play, wearing their black travel jerseys, gold riding and numerals on them. Their head coach, Matt Walker, eighth season overall, 176 wins to 78 losses, 21-10 record this year. Well, the District 7 and Region 4 runner-ups and right of one-game losing streak into this elimination contest. Starting for Clay County, senior number 1, Maddie Hayes. Senior number 2, Bella Ashoff. Senior number 21, Hallie Buford. Junior number 22, Lacey Wicks. And a sophomore number 24, Ella Eads. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect. Here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Outstanding crowd has traveled from Salina up on top of the plateau tonight for this contest. Thomas, almost time for Class A state sectional basketball.
Yeah, and we talked about it in over. This is what it's all about when it comes to small town, single A girls basketball. This gym is packed here in Spencer. Just a great atmosphere. One of the greatest atmospheres in sports, isn't it, Coach Sims?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, this is a great night for to be coaching or playing.
Time to get this thing on. Going to be Mills stepping in against Buford to control the tip. Ball's in the air. This is underway. Weeks comes away with it. Gives back to Buford. Clay County going to have the opening possession. The coach, does that count as a steal for us? Did they have the possession and we stole it?
I don't know.
Clay County with it, looking for the first bucket of the contest.
Probably not.
Eves loses the handle, picked up by Netherton. Netherton hands off to Bolden, the senior guard. Layla Bolden, the primary scorer for this Eaglehead team.
And you can see early on the feature matchup, Lacey Wicks versus Bolden.
Yeah, you knew she was going to guard her.
Bolden just the next in a long line of her family to be really good at playing ball up here. Eaglehead with their first offensive possession. 7:20 mark, first quarter. Scoreless ball game. Mills out of the corner. Looks very uncomfortable with it. Kicks to Netherton out top. Netherton being harassed by Eads. Now to Mills at the free throw line. Baseline pass to Grissom. Grissom going to shake and bake. Bounce pass inside. Kick by Ashok. Bella comes into the night with 45 deflections on the year. 69 steals and 30 block shots. Just a great defender is Bella Ashok. Three-pointer on the inbound play for the Eagle. It's no good. Van Buren pulling their own rebound, though. Number 10 letting it pop the glass. That's freshman Brooke Burke. No good on that shot. So safe to come away, fortunate rather, to come away with no points.
Yep.
Van Buren with three looks on that opening possession. Now Clay County with their second opportunity. 0-0 the score. 6:40 mark up this first quarter. Buford, isolation drive, kicks to Ashlock. Long jumper from the baseline, no good. Rebounded by Netherton for Van Buren. Neither team able to get points yet, Tom.
Yeah, both of them just kind of settling in, playing pretty good defense so far.
Ashlock comes up with a steal. We just talked about how good she was on that end. Now Bell going to go to the offensive. Running further off the glass, no good. Lacey Wicks the rebound. Baseline pass taken away by freshman Abigail Netherton. So Netherton with a couple of takeaways herself. We've got to be smart in this one. Try not to go with those long passes, perhaps. Some nights that works. Van Buren not going to allow it.
Yeah, you see they've got some length, too, Daniel, on the defensive end, along with some pretty good athletes on the perimeter.
I kind of missed that. Did Ashlock block the shot?
Somebody blocked it.
Ball goes out of bounds off of an Eagle at last. And it'll be Clay County back with it. 5:45 mark up the first. 0-0 the score. Sophomore Ella Eads at right wing. Inside pass to Ashlock. Too strong. Goes out of bounds. So the last two trips down for Clay County throwing away passes.
We got at least good shots, you know. Didn't hit it to go out of bounds.
Yeah, I think you're seeing, you know, the stress of the moment for both teams at this point, guys.
Yeah, I think so.
Mills on the inbound. Pretty clear that Kara Mills does not want to dribble the basketball. Each time she gets it, she has passed it. She had to put it on the floor. Bella Ashlock comes up with another steal. Tosses the free throw line, throws it away. The first to score in this one may be claim the winner. 0-0, 5:20 mark. Bolden misses a three-pointer. Rebound Bella Ashlock. Ashlock may just keep this one, go coast-to-coast with it all the way into the paint. Kicks to Hayes. It was knocked away by the glass. Maddie picks up a loose ball. Now Buford going to back it up. Buford, over 500 points scored this year. And she's fouled. Brooke Burke going to be called for the personal. Buford on the season comes in with 541 points scored.
That's good.
Ashlock going to inbound from the sideline in front of us. Van Buren working at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Clay County shooting at the hoop to our right as we set atop the visiting bleachers here at Van Buren County. Buford's jumper from left elbow, no good. Bolden the rebound. 4:45 mark of this first quarter. 0-0 the score. Bolden working against Wicks. What a good matchup there.
Yeah, it is, Daniel. And the length affecting Bolden already, the length of Wicks.
Bolden, 10-foot jumper, no good.
On the back.
Aliyah appears to be on both of these hoops. Clay County, I don't think, is taking a shot, though. Maybe two. Buford took a jumper.
Bella shot a couple.
From the baseline. Just more turnovers than shots at this point. That'll change, though. Buford inside. Shot no good. Rebound Mills. Knocked away by Wicks. Eagle Ants maintain possession. 4:10 mark of the first. 0-0, guys.
You know, I couldn't think of anything worse than have to coach in this gym every night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, communication is zero.
Yeah, the acoustic's bad.
That's the thing I remember more than anything.
I've heard you say before,
I mean,
maybe the loudest gym.
You can't hear anything.
You see Coach Walker coming out with some full-court pressure, guys. LAE's getting a hand on that one.
Hopefully a steal and a layup here will break the scoring drought. 4:06 mark as they let them down. Ashok now going to knock it out of bounds. Only one foul called in this contest so far. That came against the Eaglets. Both of these teams 21-10 on the year. Van Buren been hot lately. They've won 9 straight. What did we get there? Turnover.
Turnover.
A travel call?
Yeah,
no, inbounds. She stepped in too quick or something.
Okay. Inbounder stepped into the inbounds with it, perhaps. Hayes with it. Down low to Ashok. Here we go. Point blank shot. No good. Right under the hoop. It was a tough shot right under the hoop. And now the Eagles take back over. Over.
That was happy there.
Over half of this first quarter gone. 0-0. 3:57 mark. Eagles on the inbound. Mills still refusing to dribble the basketball. Now Grissom across the timeline and she travels.
We got them rattled if we can score.
Yeah, I agree with you, Coach. You know, the defensive pressure in Clay County has been super impressive, but we've got to put it in the hole.
It'll come. Clay County with it. Hayes, free throw range jumper. In and out, no good. Rebound Netherton. Netherton passes off to Grissom. Grissom loses the handle.
Man.
3:32 mark of the first. We're scoreless. Well, we've seen a lot of low-scoring region championship games, a lot of low-scoring so far state sectionals, so another one going on here.
Yeah, you know, Clay County's just got to settle down and run their offense. A lot of one-on-one stuff going on here, and that's what you get when, you know, we've seen them when they're at their best, they're running their offense, they're cutting the lane. Again, a lot of dribbling, a lot of one-on-one action.
Buford throws it away over the head of Ashlock. Eagle Ants take back over. Van Buren with possession. Foul called against Buford. First of the contest against Clay County. 3:10 mark of the first. 0-0 the score.
I don't know if we've ever seen this. I know we went, you know, 2 or 3 minutes before.
Yeah.
It'll change at some point, you assume. Mills going to travel with the ball, gets away with it, kicks it out another turn. Oh, three-pointer good. Van Buren strikes first. Netherton with the bucket. She's done a lot so far for the Eagle Ants and scores their first points from left wing with a three-pointer. 3-0. Ashok with it out top. Clay County just needing a bucket. You know what will happen as soon as they score. It'll just break the drought. We'll be fine. Ashok to the hoop. 3-2 now. Clay County trailing by one. 2:36 mark of the first. Full court pressure being applied. Eagle Ants with it. Mills now kicks ahead to Bolden. Bolden at left wing. Bounce pass going to be kicked by Wicks.
Great job by Lacey Wicks. Hustling down the floor to get back, guys.
Bolden works it in. They swing to Netherton. Now out top to Grissom. Back to Bolden in the corner. Baseline drive. Over the top of Hayes. Shot no good. Ashok tips it. Eats comes up with it. Here we go. Playing fast. Eats and Wicks. 2-on-2. To the hoop is Eats. Shot's good. Clay County takes their first lead. 4-3. 2:09 mark of the first. Eagle Ed's back with it. Netherton out top. The freshman works right. Gives some Mills. Giving go. Back to Netherton in the paint. Kicks outside to Grissom. Three-pointer from the corner. No good. Ashok the rebound. Ashok leads the squad in rebounds with 6.1 per contest. Kicks to Eads. Back to Bella. Bella going to fire the three, or I thought she was. Bolden stepped out to deny that. Now Buford, baseline drive. Back to Eads out top. Ella going to pull the trigger. In bar. Yeah. Sophomore Ella Eads with 5 points. Puts Clay County up 7-3.
Get it.
Clay County just winning the hustle game right now.
Well, yeah, we're getting after it. I agree with you.
The sophomore Ella Eads, we talked about it all season long. She makes big shots. That was a big one here early in this contest.
Sure was. Bolden with it, trying to answer. Clay up by 4, 7-3. Bolden drives the right side of the lane.
Yeah.
Pass knocked away by Wicks, picked up by Ashcroft. Clay County just not allowing Van Buren to hard to do anything on the offensive end. Ashcroft drives. Now Bolden with good defense. A foul going to be called. Layla Bolden called for the personal, her first, team second of the quarter.
They called it a little slow. I mean, they should have called it on the first bump, not the second one.
Yeah, we're seeing these officials. They're letting them play here tonight.
Well, usually in these big games, they don't call it real tight.
Yeah, it's been really physical both ways early on.
A crew we're not familiar with. Of course, that's going to be the case in these games.
Oh, yeah, that
Buford fires the three. No good. Eats the rebound in the paint with it. Picks up the dribble. Kicks out the Ashok. Bella going to set up at left wing. Now gives back to Ella. Ella the baseline drive. Pulls up 8 feet from the hoop. Back to Bella outside. Bella going to fire the three. No good. Rebound Wicks. Tracy with it. Power dribble. Hit back. No good. Tracy Wicks going to go to the free throw line to try to complete 2 points from there with two shots. Started to say to complete the three-point play, but the initial basket was not good. 42.8 seconds left in this first quarter as Lacey's at the line.
Shot.
Hits the first free throw. It's hit 20 of 47 on the season for 43%. Kendall Matthews checks into the contest. Second one's away by Wicks. No good off the left side of the rim. So on the floor for Coach Walker, we've got Kendall Matthews, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashlock, Maddie Hayes, and Lacey Wicks. Clay County up by 5, 8-3. 35 seconds left here in the first quarter. Mills throws it away to Buford. Hallie crosses the timeline, gets patient here. Clay likely going to play for the last shot. Coach, what's your thoughts on this first quarter?
Well, after we got going, I'm really pleased with our defense. I mean, they look like they're rattled,
They haven't seen anything like this.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like.
They're not taking good shots other than the 1-3 they hit.
5 seconds on the clock. Buford's floater. No good. Rebound Mills. 2 seconds. Van Buren with it. Buzzer sounds prior to the shot. First quarter ends here in the Class A section in Spencer, Tennessee. It's the Clay County Lady Bulldogs 8. The Van Buren County Eagle, that's 3.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Spencer, Tennessee, Van Buren County High School for the girls Class A state sectional. Live video being presented by Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank of Lafayette. Clay County up 8-3 headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dawgs scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, they're being led by the sophomore. Ella Eads has 5. Bella Ashlock 2 and Lacey Wicks 1. Abigail Netherton, the only 3 for Van Buren County, as Clay County closed out the first quarter on an 8-0 run to go up by 5. This Lady Dawgs scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
Bolden firing the 3-pointer, no good off the left side of the rim. Goes out of bounds, I guess, off of Ella Eads.
Yeah, it went off her.
Eaglets maintain possession off to our left. Second quarter just getting underway. Bolden, corner three, no good. She has yet to score in this one. Ashok, the rebound out. They pass ahead to Wicks. Wicks with it. Gives to Buford. Handing it right wing. Back to Maddie. Maddie going to drive against Mills. Kicks to Eads. Shot faking a drive. Going to reset the offense here. 8-3 the score. Clay County up by 5. 19th sectional contest historically for Clay County. Wicks with a rebound putback. No good. Buford being fouled. Foul called against Tommy Buford.
Ball.
The Clay County faithful don't agree.
No, they don't like it, Daniel. And basically, it was a third call that should have been made.
Yeah,
but again, this is a physical game, and it should be.
Oh, man.
Second personal against Buford, and
yeah.
She checks out. Baker Walden checks in for her. Mills on the inbound. Passes ahead. Netherton with it in the corner. Giving off to Burke out top. Back to Bolden. Bolden drives. Jumper no good. She's going to go to the free throw line. They'll get Lacey Wicks, I believe, on the personal. Baker Walden caught some contact somehow, though. First personal against Lacey. We've got Bolden at the line looking for her first points. And finds it there. 8-4 now the score after the made free throw. First Lady Dog sectional. Was in Coach Sims' third year back in 1989. And since that point in time, this is the 19th appearance in the sub-state that the Lady Dogs have made. Of course, Coach Sims won 10 of these. Coach Walker, he's won two of them. So Clay County trying to advance to their 13th ever state tournament with a win here tonight. Eads with it, left wing. Ashok now going to drive inside. Gives to Hayes. Hayes shot good off the glass. Good assist by Ashok. 10-5 the score. Clay County up. Eaglets trying to answer. Burke with it out top. Defended by Ashok. Gives off to a teammate in the corner. Her pass taken away by Wicks. Clay County continuing to play suffocating defense here. Eads firing a three, top of the key.
Yeah!
Had the shooter's rule. Coach Walker loving it over there. 6:07 mark of the second. Coach Sims, Clay County starting to roll. 13-5.
Yeah.
Timeout taken by Van Buren and Tyler Sapp. They have seen enough. 6:07 mark of the second quarter. Clay County stretching the lead out here to 8, 13-5.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Spencer for the girls' Class A state sectional, where Clay County's built their largest lead. They're up by 8, 13-5. Over Van Buren County. Live video being brought to you by the Bank of Salina. Daniel, we can't thank them enough. What a game we got going.
Oh, it's a great one, Thomas. If folks are just tuning in, they may not realize that this was a 0-0 contest until about the 3:30 mark of the first quarter. Both teams struggling to score. So Clay County really has scored this 13 points in less than a quarter's time.
Yeah, Van Buren nailed a three for the first points of the game in exactly the three-minute mark of the first, Daniel.
Clay County on the inbound here. Eads already with 2 3-pointers to her credit. And she's called for the carry.
Yeah.
Just not something we've had called on as much this year.
You get these different crews, they kind of look for different things, guys.
Yep. Eaglets with it. They have struggled to get off clean shots, and there's a tough one there. Freshman Brooke Burke.
Pretty good shot there.
Running shot off left side. We appreciate listeners Emily Moss and Sandra Gentry on there on the Facebook comments waging war against some of those false advertisers. 5:15 and ticking here in the second. Clay County up by 6, 13-7. Ashaw drives to the hoop. Shot good. Ooh, I thought it was good. Rebound Mills. A tough shot by Bella. Just couldn't get it to fall off the right side of the lane. Clay County has settled in a little since those initial turnovers, but Van Buren doing a pretty good job defensively.
Yeah.
Wiggs pulling down a rebound. Lacey quickly to the other end. Buford having to sit right now with those two personal fouls. Baker Waldron with it left wing. Inside pass to Hayes. Shot off the glass. Good. Kind of a fadeaway look by Madison. Puts Clay County up by 8, 15-7, matching the biggest lead of the night for the Black, Purple, and Gold. Three-pointer left corner, no good by the Eagle Hicks. Mills gets away with an over-the-back. Eats pulls the rebound, though. Eats to the hoop is stripped of the ball. They say it went off her own leg. Eagle Hicks taking back over 4:17 mark, Thomas, of the second here.
Yeah, and you see Coach Walker going back with the full court pressure here on that baseline out of bounds. That's been working for Clay County. This Van Buren County team doesn't really have the ball handlers, do they, Coach?
No, they don't.
Eagle Hicks with it. Mills inside, takes an extra step, no whistles blow. Bolden with it, left wing. Defended by Wicks, moving screen, should be the call. But we'll see Wiggs call with the personal, trying to fight through the screen. That's certainly not the way we see it back in District 7A.
One of those tough ones right there. Kind of like a block charge call. Could go either way, Daniel.
Well, you know me. I'm constantly, I don't think complaining is the right word. Critiquing. I'm constantly critiquing the officials.
I think you're describing that well.
Eagle Hicks with it here. Clay County up by 8, 15-7. Now Van Buren with an easy bucket. I believe it was the freshman, Brooke Burke, adding it from the right side of the lane. Coach, we made that too easy.
Yeah, we did. Nobody helped Hallie out.
Baker Walden firing the three from the corner. A little too strong. Rebound Van Buren. 3:30 left in this second quarter. A low-scoring contest, 15-9. Clay County up by 6. Van Buren has led once. When they were up 3-0, then 3-2, when Clay County went up 4-3, the Black, Purple, and Gold have maintained the lead since then. Clay County trying to extend on it now. Ashlock to the hoop. She's fouled.
We haven't really posted nobody up much. I really think we can score on their post if we just, as Bella and Maddie get down there and post up. I mean, Maddie scored once or twice, but.
Yeah, we've seen Hayes. She's 2-for-2.
Be there every time.
Yeah, Mills has got the height. She's the taller of the two, but Hayes much more athletic. Buford on the inbound. She's back in playing with those two personal fouls. Has it taken away. Now regathers it. Gives to Hayes at left wing. Cross court to Bella at right wing. And we see that lack again of the post up inside. Kendall Matthews out there joining her senior classmates. L.E. drowns out the lineup. Buford drives. Shot from left side. No good. Rebound Mills. Mills clears it out, gives off to her classmate, fellow senior, Layla Bolden, who slowly walks across the timeline. 2:30 mark of the second, 15-9 the score. Van Buren firing a deep three. Ashlock going to be called for the foul. Bolden makes the shot. She'll go to the line to try to complete the extremely rare four-point play.
Yeah, she can cut this lead to 2, Daniel. 2:26 left here. It's 15-12, Clay County, Bolden at the line.
Oh, you saw Ashlock boxing out after the shot. Free throw's no good. Mills the rebound. Van Buren looking to score more here. Eagle Hicks with it. Bolden fires another three. No good. Rebound, Buford. 2:15 left in this one, and the Clay County fans tempted to storm the court, it feels like.
Yeah,
they won't call a foul on Mills inside. She's went over the back 2 or 3 times.
Buford now being harassed by Burke. Foul is called by the officials against freshman Brooke Burke, her second personal. Wicks checking back in. Line up for Clay County is Eads, Ashlock, Buford, Hayes, and Wicks. Eads to inbound from the baseline. Works it into Hattie. Three-pointer. Yeah. Hattie
Kinsler with
her first three-pointer of the night. 18-12 now. Clay County back in front by six. Minute 50 left. Sweet 16 basketball by Class A Substate. Inside to Burke. Burke shot blocked by Ashlock, but a foul call. Second personal against Bella. This Van Buren squad, just looking at some similar opponents, Jackson County, one of those common opponents. Jim Brown and the Lady Blue Devils have three wins this year over Van Buren County. They had a regular season pair, plus they met in the Christmas tournament action at Sail Creek. That went a 62-61 overtime win, but so Clay County 2-0 against Jackson. Jackson County 3-0 against Van Buren. The highest quality win that the Eagleheads have is when they went on the road to Jamestown. Well, actually, to Clark Range, I apologize, to Fentress County, and beat Lamar Rogers and the Lady Buffaloes on the range. Of course, Katie Hopkins did not play in that game.
Right.
Clay County called for a travel there.
Well, we got
I missed
call.
It. Thomas, describe it underneath. Oh, good, good.
Yeah. That's the first time we've got a questionable call.
Eads to inbound. Buford with it at left wing. Dribbles behind the back. Bolden comes in, knocks her to the floor, and no whistles blow.
They won't call fouls on them.
No, they don't.
You see, as soon as Buford puts it on the floor, she's getting a double team, either from Bolden or someone else as they're sagging off. So they're making Hallie Buford give it up.
Well, that's a
they're
good game plan.
To.
Good game plan. Buford, our leading scorer by around 10 points a game. Ashok right at 10, Buford at 20. Bella going to go to the free throw line here. Minute 9 left in the second, 18-12 the score. Bella at the line shooting two. Ashlock on the season at a 63% free throw shooter. Little too strong off the back of the iron.
See Coach Walker trying to protect Buford here, bringing her out of the ball game on the defensive end, Daniel, with those two fouls.
Yeah, pretty smart. Ashlock misses the pair. Van Buren the rebound. Bolden with it. Minute 5 left in this second quarter. Eagleheads with it on the offensive end. Another extra step. Mills shoots from right block. Shot no good. And now we've got a foul.
That wasn't no foul there.
It better be against Smith. If it's against Ashlock, it could be the worst call we've seen during the 2024 season. Who did they call him against?
I think Smith.
Okay, I'll take that.
It
I'll take that.
Foul on anybody.
It wasn't very much, but it was more than Ashlock did. So Natalie Smith with one personal.
Natalie.
You know, the freshman off the bench for Van Buren County, Brooke Burks, come in with four quick points, Daniel. And she's so far, she's 0 for 3 at the line here.
Second one away here and hits that one, Thomas. 18-13. 58 and a half seconds left here in the second. L.A. Eads going to cross the timeline. Sets up at the top of the key. Works left wing. Wicks with it now. Wicks down to Ashlock. Ashlock back out top to Eads. Eads a long two-pointer. No good. Goes out of bounds. Air ball it. 40 seconds left in the second. As we see Smith and Walden check back in for defense. Buford and Eads check out. 18-13. Only a five-point Clay County lead. Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank of Lafayette bringing this live video feed to you tonight. Very appreciative of them for that. 35 seconds left in this first half. Bolden with it out top. Works to the right. Moving screen. It's not called. Wicks doing a great job defensively. They give off to Grissom. Has it knocked loose. Back to Bolden. Bolden now drives the left side of the lane. Her shot off the glass. No good. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Knocked away by Mills. Regathered by Bolden. Bolden with it again. Inside the Mills at the free throw line. 8 seconds on the second quarter clock. Now Emery with it. Down to five. Mills with it. 2 seconds. She fires a shot. Misses everything. Rebounded putback no good. Fortunately, Van Buren struggling offensively. They only have 13 points in the first half. Here's the bad news. Clay County struggling too. 18 points during the first two quarters. Clay County up by five at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Spencer for the girls Class A, Class 1A state sectionals between Clay County and Van Buren County. The Lady Dogs lead the Eaglettes by five. It's 18-13. Special thanks to Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank for providing live video here tonight. And it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. An anemic first quarter where neither team scored with 5 minutes going in the ball game. Van Buren County put the first points on the board with 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. They went up 3-0. And then Clay County closed out the opening period on an 8-0 run to take an 8-3 lead into the second stanza, where the teams played even. They both scored 10 points in the second quarter to make it 18-13. Clay County up by five here to break. Van Buren County being led by both Layla Bolden and Brooke Burke. They have five each, and Abigail Netherton, who made the first points of the ball game, has three for the Eaglettes. For Clay County, the sophomore Ella Eads pacing the Lady Dogs with eight first-half points. Hallie Buford has three. Bella Ashlock has two. Madison Hayes, four. And Lacey Wicks with 1 point here at halftime. Where the Clay County Lady Bulldogs lead the Van Buren County Eaglettes 18-13 at the break in Spencer. The winner of this one will play Wednesday in Murfreesboro at the Glass House in the Class A Girls State Tournament. We got one half of basketball to go here in the sectional. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Back here live on the Papa Grow Body Shop halftime show in Spencer, Tennessee. Clay County 18, Van Buren County 13 at the break of this Class A sectional contest. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's Trivia Challenge question. This evening marks the 19th sectional game in Lady Dog history. Looking at leaders from the prior 18 sub-state games, we find that there are three individuals who are tied with five made three-pointers in a sub-state game. The games came in 1990 against Harpeth, 1992 against East L. Harding, and 1997 against TPS. Name the three players who are tied with five made threes in a sectional game. We'll read that one more time. I gave them the years. Thomas is over here shaking his head like, oh, that's too hard. We've got smart listeners, Thomas. They'll get it in a few seconds. Tonight marks the 19th sub-state game in history for the Lady Dogs. Looking at leaders from the past, we see that there are three individuals tied with five made three-pointers in a sub-state game. The games were in 1990 against Harpeth, 1992 against Ezell Harding, and 1997 against TPS. Name the three players who are tied with five made three-pointers in a sectional game. Coach Sims, what's your thoughts? Is that too hard for our listeners?
Well,
they're pretty smart.
Since you give the years, you know, I couldn't have got it if you didn't give the years.
Right.
And I might not have got it first try.
Got some answers coming in on the hotline. Thomas, what do we have?
We got Melissa White guessing Michelle Chambers, Sonya Smith, and Deanna Donaldson.
None of those three individuals are correct.
Have Tiff Brown. Well, I thought I had it. Megan Hamilton, Deanna Donaldson, Michelle Chambers.
None of those are correct.
Sam Daniels, Michelle Chambers, Jan Kerr, and Tia Burchett.
One of those three is correct. Here we go. Third quarter action. 7:50 mark. We'll get back to the hotline when we're able to. So keep the answers coming in. One of Sam's three was correct there. Clay County with a five-point lead in position of the basketball starting this third quarter. Team switch into the floor. Clay County working at the hoop to our left. Ashok drives inside. Shot no good. Loose ball. Wiggs comes up with it. And Lee's going to take about a three. Shot faking a drive. Kicks it outside to Bella. Clay County just needing a good, clean half here. And they should be fine. Only a five-point lead at the break, but we have not played our best ball. Ashok inside. Post up. Shot off the glass. No good. Mills pulling down the rebound. Coach Sims, you wanted to see Bella posted.
That was good. You know, she just missed the shot, but it was there. It'll be our every trip, I think, unless they make some changes.
We have another guess from Sam Dan. Oh, we already did his.
Mills good with a bucket for Van Buren. We'll try to get caught up on some of the guesses during the first time out, potentially. Clay County with it. Back inside the Ashlock. Shot no good. A lot of contact. You'd like to think a foul would be caught on that. I think if we keep going there, it will be. Eaglehead's back with it. Three-pointer. Top of the key from Burke. In there and good.
Tied
up. 18-18. We're going to stay live here and try to update you on the hotline as to some of the guesses that we've had.
What a huge shot right there for Van Buren County as they knock down the three, Daniel. The first 5 points coming from the Eagleheads here to knock this one up at 18. You know, we were looking for Clay County to come out strong. It's the Eagleheads that's coming out strong in the second half, Coach.
Yeah, we've had two good shots. You know, we just missed our two. They hit theirs. We just got to, you know, got to hit some shots. That's a big thing. We're not going to, you know, shut them out this second half. We knew they was going to score some, but we got to score more.
We've got a correct answer on the hotline here. Sam Daniels coming through, as always, on these tough ones. He says Tia Burchett. That's correct. She did it in 92. Amanda Kendall. That's correct. She did it in 97. And Glenda Scott back in 1990 completes that trifecta. So congratulations to Sam Daniels.
Good.
And Lacey Wicks. Was that Buford?
Buford.
Buford had one off left side. Saw the long blonde hair there. And number 20-something, Hanley adding two more points. Hannah Brown, Bowles almost got it correct. She had two out of three and nearly won that. But congratulations to Sam. He will be receiving a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a free sub certificate from Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artist directed to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. 20-18, Clay up by two here. Eads with it, left side. Backing up, top of the key, gives back to Hattie. Original five starters on the floor. 4-8-year head coach Matt Walker. Three-pointer, Buford, no good off the left side. Bolden the rebound. Bolden coming the other way with it. Sets up top of the key. Coach Sims, we don't have stats for the Eagleheads, but you figure Bolden somewhere around 20 points a night, probably.
That's about what I figure, but I may be wrong. I don't ever see any box scores or anything anymore, but, you know, they score some points. I say she scores a good amount of them.
You've got to assume she's probably the District 6 and Region 3 MVP.
Yeah.
Netherton with it out top. Gives to Mills. Mills at the free throw line.
Yeah, but I'd say in her region, she's never seen defense like Lacey Wicks.
Bolden does get a bucket there, ties this thing back up 20-20. Clay County going to have to dig in here and get serious down this second half stretch. 4:45 left in the third. Wiggs right wing gives it in the corner to Buford inside to Hayes. Power dribble to the hoop. Yeah. Maddie Hayes can win that battle all day.
She should.
And she's making those gimmies tonight, guys. She's been automatic.
Burke with it right wing, defended by Ashlock, senior against freshman. Mills sets the screen. Burke about falls, gives to Netherton. She travels. Now Mills with it. Gives over to right wing to Grissom, who gives off to Bolden. Lacey Wiggs doing a stellar job against the senior, Layla Bolden, here in this contest. Burke spins to the hoop. Ashlock bucks a shot. Ashlock playing one of the better defensive games that we've seen, but Coach Sims, when you played the likes of Upperman, York, Pickett County four times, some of these squads really get you ready for this, doesn't it?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, we're in a dogfight.
22-20. Clay is up. Van Buren led with the first bucket of the game since then. It's either been tied or a black, purple, and gold lead. Driving down the right side was Grissom. Her shot blocked by Hayes, and it goes out of bounds. Bolden to inbound. Worked into Netherton. Now Bolden, who's posted up in the paint, running floaters good. Bolden started to heat up.
Yeah.
22-22. Tied up here. Sweet 16 action. This field is getting cut into eight tonight for next week's state tournament in Murfreesboro. North Green's already advanced. Cloudland has advanced. Those games have went final over in East Tennessee.
Great job by Mills right there.
Yeah.
Getting the rejection without fouling.
Now Bolden to the hoop. Draws a foul. She's starting to get into the zone here.
Yeah, they're doing some different stuff with her now. Cut her to the basket a bunch. And she's getting the ball back and pulling up and making the shots.
Yeah, Bolden leading all scores with nine so far, guys. She's shooting for double figures.
Two free throws coming. First one's away and good. Van Buren back in front for the first time since early in this contest. Second one's away, also good. 24-22. One of the lower scoring contests of the season for Clay County.
Yeah, and credit Coach South, finding a way to get Layla Bolden clean. And like Coach says, setting the pick to get Lacey Wicks with the first pick and then resetting to get an open look.
Eaglehead's coming away with a takeaway here. Bolden firing a three in there. Now a timeout for Coach Walker. We'll take it with him. Clay County on the receiving end of an Eaglehead run of momentum. 27-22, Clay trails. 2:59 left in the third.
Signs.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member.
Welcome back to Spencer for the Class A Girls State Sectional. Van Buren County has built a five-point lead here, Daniel. Layla Bolden, the last seven for the Eagleheads. She's got 14 in the game as Hallie Buford answers.
27-24. Back to a one-point game. Coach Sims, you know, throughout this whole contest at this point, we just don't seem like we've been settled and into a good routine.
We hadn't.
And now Bolden settling into a routine of her own, knocking down a big three-pointer from right wing, 30-24. Buford with it, trying to answer. Mills going to be called for the foul. Actually, it may have been Burke on the foul. Yes.
Well,
her third, Brooke Burke.
Evidently, Bowl is about like that little girl down East Robinson, and that distance is not a problem. You know,
no.
We're going to have to get out there and guard her 10 foot behind the line.
That's right. She knows she's the only thing Van Buren's got offensively, so she's going to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Buford missing a free throw there. Another one coming.
Yeah. After being scoreless in the first quarter and only five at the break, she's up to 17, Daniel. A cool dozen for Layla Bolden here in the third.
Having a big night. Or a big third quarter at least. 2:10 left in this third. After Buford hits the second free throw, makes the five-point game, 30-25. Mills over the back. Gets the rebound and the score. We're just going to have to do a better job getting a body on her. She's so much taller that she can reach over without making contact.
Yeah.
Buford in the corner. Clay trailing by 7, 32-25. Hayes with it in the corner. Going to dribble it and hand off to Eads. Eads got fired the three. No good. Rebound, Ashok. Bella back up with it. Draws the foul. She goes to the free throw line. Really needing these buckets from Bella. Trailing by 7. Our Coach Walker squad right now, 32-25. Plenty of game left, though. Minute 36 left in this third quarter. First one's away and good. Natalie Smith checking in. Ella Eads checking out. Another free throw coming for Bella. Eagles up by 6. Make it 5. Ashot converts. Now is 32-27. Another travel called out by the Clay County faithful, but not by the officials. Three-pointer in and out, no good. And a foul going to be called against Maddie Hayes. We're going to have to do a better job on the defensive end of the court, clearing out these Eagleettes and pulling down some rebounds.
Yeah, just not getting a body on anybody as Brooke Burke skies in for the rebound. Kind of underneath Hayes. Just the Lady Dogs got to move their feet, get their body on somebody and box out, just like you said, Daniel.
Minute 24 left in the third. 5 points the lead for Van Buren. Eaglets inbound. Mills with it on the wing. Hands off to Bolden. Mills moving all over. Blocking Wicks his way. Shot no good by Bolden. Yet another Eaglet rebound. Just a long bounce in favor of the maroon and gold clad squad. Air ball on the three. Clay County now going to take back over. We just need to come down and get our bucket here. Coach Sapp going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. Minute 8 left here in this third quarter. Van Buren 32, Clay County 27.
FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you? Welcome back to Spencer for the girls' Class A state sectional. Clay County trails by 5. It's 32-27 in favor of Van Buren County. Minute left here in the third, Daniel. Live video being brought to you by Bank of Salina.
Clay County with the basketball. Buford all the way to the hoop. Foul going to be called. Freshman, Brooke Burke, her fourth personal by my tally. Odds are that's wrong, though.
We're going to hit these.
Buford hit the line. It was a shooting foul, so two free throws coming here for Hattie. First one's away and good. Makes it a four-point game. We see Burke checking out with those four personals. Addison Emery checking in. 53.4 seconds left in this third quarter. Buford hits the second free throw. Makes it a single possession three-point game. Pressure being applied by Clay County here. Bolden going to get across the timeline. Wicks called for the foul. And you usually don't see Lacey react to an official's call, but she wasn't pleased with that one. Kind of tells me that wasn't much contact potentially. Eagleheads with it. Empty defensive possession. They are lucky that we did not come away with Eagleheads having 2 points, as it was Addison Emery missing a wide open baseline layup. Clay County fortunately pulled down that rebound. 30 seconds left in this third quarter, and Buford's to the hoop, layup good. 1 point contest, 32-31. 15 seconds left here in the third, and the Clay County faithful starting to get boisterous. Three-pointer taken by Netherton, right wing, in and out, no good. A rebound and putback, no good. Mills now with it, travels again, and they refuse to call a travel. Hayes pulls the rebound, desperation three. Bolden kills it in the half. One of the worst officiated quarters we've seen. Thomas, we're going to go to break here. A hectic end to the third, 32-31. Clay County trailing by one.
You're looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner. Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects. Projects of any size.
Welcome back to Spencer for the girls Class A state sectional. What a game we got going here. Lady Dogs trail Van Buren County by one. It's 32-31. The Eagleettes leading Clay County. 8 minutes to go here in this one. Live video being brought to you by Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank. And here's your Lady Dogs scoring summary. Brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Hallie Buford leading the way for Clay County with 12 points. Bella Ashlock has 4. Madison Hayes 6. Ella Eads 8. And Lacey Wicks 1. We're under action here, Daniel. I'm going to kick it to you. We'll get the tagline later.
All good defensive here. Jump ball call. Wicks and Buford with a nice trap of Grissom. Just listening to this Clay County crowd, we'll pan the camera around. We've got a full set of bleachers off to our left here. Hadn't showed you that. Just a capacity crowd on hand. For this Class A state sectional, now the Van Buren crowd starting to chant defense. Clay County on the offensive. Ashlock missing her shot. Rebound Wicks. Taken back away by Grissom. A lot of contact there. Fourth and final quarter. Bolden coming down. Missing the jumper. Ashlock the rebound. Clay County trailing by one, 32-31. Ashok weaves in and out of traffic. Shot up, no good, but a foul call. Of course, I sometimes, Thomas, make these brazen comments like the worst quarter ever officiated. Certainly that's probably false, but it's the way everybody feels in the moment sometimes.
No doubt. Go back to this scoring summary. Layla Bolden. Huge third quarter. She had 12 of her 17 in the third to give the Eagleettes this lead. Again, Clay County being led by Hallie Buford with 12. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place. Well, if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
32-32, knot it up. Ashok hit the first, missed the second on free throw. 7:15 left in this one. Mills climbing over the back of Ashok as Clay County takes it away. Buford now right wing, puts on the brakes, gives to Eads. Eads going to dribble out top, gets instructions from Coach Walker. Gives off to Buford. You got Wicks and Hayes at the elbows. Buford in the paint.
Kill it.
Fouled on the floor by Mills. Actually, they're going to call it against Addison Emery, number 14. Either way, a foul against Van Buren.
I was afraid it's going to call a walk.
I did, too. Ella Eads to inbound. Tie ball game, 32-32. 6:57 mark, fourth quarter. Buford with it. Dribbles behind the back. Now spins. Now goes to the floor. Now a jump ball should be called. But Buford takes control. Coach Walker calls the timeout.
That's good. Save the possession.
Full timeout taken. Actually, a 30-second timeout. We'll just stay on air here. We'll have other breaks coming up. Coach Sims, 6:49 left in this one. Let's just act like it's 0-0. We're tied up at 32. Got a one-quarter game.
That's all we got to, you know, that's what you got to do. You know, it's 0-0 now. You know, we've been doing pretty good offensively the last few minutes. And then we came from 5 or 6 down and got it tied up here. So, and been playing a little better defense, seemed like. So, maybe it'll continue for the next 6:49.
Just, you know, you talked about it down in the region semis. You get deep into these elimination games, it's kind of where you separate the women from the little girls.
You kind of say that right now. You know, Howdy's kind of taking this game over.
Buford to inbound from the baseline. Works it into Hayes. Hands back off to Buford. Hattie now with it, defended by sophomore Addison Emery. Emery doing a good job. Wicks setting the screen. Now it's the Van Buren fans' time to call for a foul. Ashon Shepard, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Bolden. Wicks with a strong screen there on that one, Thomas. Just a good physical screen set by Wicks.
Yeah, we've seen that all night long, Daniel. This has been one of those games. Big screens by Mills out top for Van Buren County. Same for Maddie Hayes and others. The way it should be.
Buford with a three.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Man, big shot.
35-32. Clay County reclaiming a lead. And the black, purple, and gold fans coming to their feet. 6:15 left in this one.
Help.
Bolden's running further in there. Good. What a shot.
Man.
Bolden doing it through three different lady dogs, it looks like.
Couldn't guard it much better than that. She just slung it up and hit it.
6 minutes left in this contest. Clay up by one. 35-34. That shot, baseline shot.
Yeah.
Nice assist by Hallie Buford. Going to be Mills with it. Pivots. Gives to Bolden. Yeah. Bolden running into the paint. 10-foot floater. Good. Team starting to swap buckets. 5:35 left here in this one. Clay up by one. 37-36. Buford right wing. Dribbles behind the back. Now drives into the paint. Loses the handle. Going to be tied up for a jump ball call. Possession arrow in favor of Van Buren. Just a good defensive job by sophomore Ellie Grissom.
You know, Clay County sagging off into the paint, Daniel, to try to take away the Buford and Ashlock drives, and you see it work to perfection right there as they collapse on Buford and Lane.
Eagle 8's in, man. 5:25 on the clock. Wicks going to be called for the foul. I've lost track of the foul count. Ashower is having three now. They're not updating it on the scoreboard here, and I've lost my pen. There we go. Wicks with three. No Clay County player has more than that. 5:15 mark of the fourth. Eaglets with the basketball. Clay County a one-point lead. Bolden's three, no good. Maddie Hayes the rebound.
Good job by Hayes getting position that time. A third quarter run by the Eaglets. It was all about second chance points, Daniel.
We just were not getting a body on them during that third period. Buford's floater, no good. Bolden the rebound.
Man.
Layla Bolden crosses the timeline. Lady Dogs up by one, 37-36, 4:40 mark. Mills with it inside now for Van Buren. Hayes defending her. Hands off to Burke, who plays with four personal. She works the left side of the lane. Her shot no good. Ashlock blocks it. Eagle Eights to inbound after the ball goes out of bounds.
Can't play it any better than Bella Ashlock just did, Daniel.
Inbound play to Bolden. Wicks picks up her fourth personal. And Bolden makes the shot. Puts Van Buren up by one and goes to the free throw line to try to extend it to a two-point lead.
Yeah, just a strong finish by a strong player, guys. She's up to shooting for 24 points in this one.
24 of Van Buren's 38. On the floor here for Clay County, Ashlock, Hayes, Buford, Baylor Walden, and Ella Eads. Lacey Wicks coming to the bench with four personals. 4:31 mark of the fourth. Bolden completes the three-point play.
Wicks just fouled out, Daniel.
Oh, fouled out with five? Okay. I did not realize that. That's a big deal. Bolden going to have a different defender now. Ashok, baseline drive, now cuts back into the paint, kicks the each, three-pointer in the corner, no good. Rebound Walden, power dribble, put back by Baylor, no good. Rebound Bolden.
Great play by the reserve Walden right there. Just couldn't get it to go, Daniel.
Halfway through this fourth and final quarter. 4 minutes left. Bolden, baseline drive, shot no good. Rebounded by Bolden. Netherton, three-pointer, no good. Hayes the rebound. Mills comes up with it and then travels. Clay County going to take back over. Van Buren with a two-point lead, 39-37, and this gym just getting louder and more hectic with each passing second, Coach.
Yeah, it's crunch time. That's about all you can see. We need two bad.
3:40 and ticking, fourth quarter. Sweet 16 basketball. Winners go to Murfreesboro. Yeah. Holly Buford wants to get her team there. As she adds a bucket from right elbow, ties it up 39-39. This game started slow on scoring. Now it's picking up. Bolden shot no good. Ashok the rebound. Bella going to keep it herself. Now gives off to her classmate, Holly Buford. 3:15 left. Tied up at 39. Buford to the hoop. Shot no good. Rebound, nobody yet. Loose ball being fouled over. Grissom comes up with it.
Man.
A lot of contact on that sequence, guys. They're letting them play. Again, I like it.
Yep. Bolden going to hand off. Grissom on the drive. Oh, a nice pass down low. Burke with the bucket. Van Buren back in front. We completely lost her.
Yeah, we did.
Clay trailing by two. 41-39, 2:40 mark, fourth quarter. Buford out top. Gives to Hayes. Hayes going to fire a three. No good. Rebound. Ella Eads. No. It's actually taken away by Grissom. Ashok going to harass the Eagleheads here. Now Eads going to be called for the personal. Foul was on the floor, so we'll see the Eagleheads inbound from the baseline. Clay County trailing by two, 41-39.
Yeah, again, plenty of time left here. You just got to get good looks, good shots, and stops, Daniel.
Bolden on the inbound, baseline drive. Kicks it outside to Grissom. She fires a wide-open three, no good off the glass. Rebounded putback by Burke. Hayes going to be called for the personal. We'll see Burke going to the line to shoot two.
Again, second chance opportunities for Van Buren County.
If we got one, you know, weak point, that's it. Our rebounding is just not, hadn't been very good all year. The team's second chances.
First one's away by Burke. No good. Van Buren up here by two. 41-39. 2:14 left in this fourth quarter. Burke with another one coming. It's away. No good. Maddie Hayes the rebound. Clay County needing a good look. Like Thomas called for him in to go. 2:10 and ticking. Lady Dogs trailing by two. Buford inside. Layup. Good. Halle Buford ties it up. 41 off. Burke passes ahead to Grissom. Grissom pass taken away by Ashok. Ashok, a one-on-one drive to the hoop. Layup no good. Rebound by Ashok. Gets the Buford. Ashok. Clay County regaining a lead here. 40. Ashok, another steal. Ashok to the hoop. Knocks it in. Clay County hit by four. Just listen and look at this Clay County crowd here. They're on their feet to the left. We'll pan it back around the other way, and you'll see them cheering to the right. What a scene. We'll go to break. Minute 35 left in this fourth quarter. Clay County with a four-point lead, 45-41.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud of. Off. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric.
Back here live, yeah. Clay Kenny coming up with a big turnover.
Yeah, dribble.
Minute 20 left in this one. Live video being provided by Bank of Salina. Class A State Sectional, minute 10 left. Walden sitting here holding it. Clay Kenny up by 4, 45 to 41. LAE's being closed out. Bob Holden should be an intentional foul. They're not going to call it, though. It's the normal variety. Only the third team foul against Van Buren of the quarter. Walden to inbound off to our left here. Works it in the backcourt to Buford. Minute five and ticking.
Where Hallie Buford needs to get the ball and keep it. Van Buren's not going to let him. They're going to run two at her, but a great job by Buford for picking up the foul. She's the best free throw shooter on the team. She's the one that needs the ball in her hands, Daniel.
Fourth team foul against Van Buren. 59.6 seconds on this clock as Walden works it in.
Oh!
Inbound gets to Ashok. Ashok going to be fouled by Bull. A travel call against Ashok in the backcourt. I understand what the official thought he saw, the foot slid, but we've seen Mills drag the feet all over the place tonight. Van Buren with a big turnover here. 58.2 seconds on the inbound. Take it back away. Maddie Hayes knocks it to Ashok. Fell into the front court. Puts on the brakes again. 50 seconds and ticking. Clay County up by 4. 45 to 41. It's keep away at this point. And a foul called against Mills. We'll see Maddie Hayes go to the free throw line where she's a solid free throw shooter.
Oh, it's Ella.
Oh,
Ella got fouled.
Ella going to go. Eads on the season, an 83% free throw shooter. 20 of 24 made coming into tonight. So a small number in total, but a high percentage. First one's away in time. 5 points to lead, 44.5 seconds left. Lady Dogs up by five.
Pressure Prack, free throw for the young sophomore, but she can get into double figures and give her team a six-point lead.
And she does it. 40 seconds and ticking. Bolden, top of the key, going to fire a three. No good. Rebound and leads. Clay County in possession of the ball, possession of the lead, and in possession of their own fate here. Is Hallie Buford going to make the stroll to the other end to shoot two free throws? 32.4 seconds on this clock. And Coach Sims, at the moment, things looking pretty favorable.
Yeah, a whole lot better than it was about 5 minutes ago.
Two free throws coming for Hallie. First one's away and good.
Yeah.
7 points to lead now for Clay County, 48 to 41. Thomas, another free throw coming.
But nope.
Can't say anything, but big-time players stepping up late here for the Lady Dogs. Hallie Buford, huge fourth quarter, and that one should seal it.
Buford nailing that second free throw, 30 seconds left in this one. Baldwin with the ball, loses the handle. Clay County going to take that over, and that might do it here. 8 points the lead.
Hey, we're going to state tournament.
We are doing it, Mr. Sims. You started it off back in 92, and here we are all these years later continuing the tradition. 15 seconds left in this one, and it is over with. Wednesday, Clay County going to go to Murfreesboro and be part of the state quarterfinals, the Elite Eight. 11.1 seconds on this clock. As Maddie Hayes goes to the free throw line to try to extend what's already an 8-point lead. 49-41, and she does it, Thomas.
Yeah, you said it earlier. One of the better free throw shooters on this team is Madison Hayes. She's had a big night in the paint for Clay County. The seniors stepping up for the Lady Dogs.
It wasn't the prettiest of games, but it was a game. And all that mattered is that you won when the buzzer sounds, and that's what's about to happen here in Spencer, Tennessee. Here it is, Clay County, 51-41 for the third time in 4 years. Gonna go down to Murfreesboro and have a chance at state gold. Final score, Class A State Sectional, the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, 51. The Van Buren County Eaglets, 41. They'll be taking on Moore County, who just beat McEwen. We'll come back, break down what's going to be going on next week, and talk about this one that just ended on the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Going to do the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County winners by 10 here, 51-41 here in Spencer, Tennessee over Van Buren County. We'll break it down in a minute, but a big congratulations to Clay County. And also hats off to Nick Les. They played their guts out with some young players mixed with an older player like Layla Bolden. But just a great game here. We're going to be getting into the Lady Dog wrap-up that's brought to us by Big Old Panels of Tennessee. And before we start, let me just remind everybody one more time that it was Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank of Lafayette providing the video feed tonight for this one. Let's get into it, Thomas. Lady Dog wrap-up, Big Old Panels of Tennessee.
Well, there's a lot to talk about in this game. When you looked at that finish, you wouldn't have thought there was zero. There was no points scored for the first 5 minutes of the ball game.
For either team.
That's right. Van Buren County got the first bucket with 3 minutes left in the first quarter to go up 3-0. Clay County's closed out the first quarter on an 8-0 run to lead 8-3. And they were pretty much in control of that second quarter, just couldn't quite build any separation. They go into the half. They got a lead of 8 at one time in the second quarter. Went into the half up 5. And then that third quarter, what a job by the Van Buren County Eaglets and senior Layla Bolden. I mean, she's a gamer, guys. When they needed her most, she came out. I think she had like a personal 6-0, 7-0 run right there, made a three, couple layups and a free throw. Clay County's up by three. She ties it a couple of times, and then she goes to work. Van Buren goes up by 7 with 2 minutes left in the third. Clay County cuts it to 1 on back-to-back Hallie Buford buckets to close out the third. And then the seniors for Clay County. Hallie Buford, huge fourth quarter. Bella Ashlock doing what she does down the stretch. Madison Hayes making free throws. When they needed it, these seniors for Clay County stepped up late. We were down 2 with 2:14 to go. Buford ties it with her first layup. She puts us up 2 with the next. Ashlock gets a steal, puts it back in. We're up 4. And then LAE's Buford and Hayes go to the line, guys, and ice it here for Clay County. Coach, we've seen a lot of these. You've seen them up close and personal. This has to be one of the better ones, just the way it went down.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever coached a game like this or not, you know, where you basically had two players that was doing everything, you know. Now, both teams had some others that stepped up, but, you know, it was kind of like the Bolden Howdy show there for a while. You know, one would score, another would score. One score, another would score. And that one little flurry right there where we got a couple steals and a couple layups, the difference in the game, basically. You know, I thought we were real fortunate to scratch back from 5 or 6 down and have it tied up there with 2.5 minutes to go or whatever. But, I told this bunch at Christmas, I said, y'all the grittiest little old bunch I've seen. And they are, man. They don't look pretty sometimes, but now they're gritty as all get out. I mean, they'll drag one out of a loss. They've done it several times this year.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of them. And Coach Walker and all his assistants, you know, they've done a really good job with them.
Yeah, you don't get to Murfreesboro by accident, Coach. You know that better than anybody around here. 13th advancement, historically, for Clay County, for the Lady Dogs, we'll say, to get to Murfreesboro. And another good one here in this Class A section. It was a classic matchup.
Yeah, and Coach is right. This team's greedy. They know how to win when the chips are down. They step up, do what they got to do to bring it home and advance to the glass house in the state tournament. And I don't know, I've said it over and over here, but it, to me, is about this senior leadership. They looked up, saw they were down, Coach, and they said, we're not losing this one.
I agree. You know, they all stepped up. They didn't all score like Hallie did, but, you know, they were in there, you know, battling, hit some foul shots and, you know, getting some rebounds and blocks and so forth. But, yeah, it's just a great win. Anytime you can, you know, win a sub-state game, go to the state tournament, it's a highlight of a coach's career, you know, and players, too. You know, these seniors, they've been there. This will make 3 times.
Yep.
You know.
Pretty special thing.
Yeah, it is. was Hallie didn't. None of them got to play a whole lot the first year, I don't think. But then the last one, and then this year, of course, they played big parts, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's go down through the scoring, guys. All about Layla Bolden, the senior for Van Buren County. She led the way with 24 points. We saw a dozen of those come in that third quarter, and almost consecutively, Coach, you talked about it, her and Buford going back and forth.
Yeah.
That's one of the better performances I've seen. You know, Clay County had done a really good job kind of holding her down. When you're a player that's that good, you can make a run like that.
She started shooting them a little deeper, you know. Lacey did a really good job on her. In the first half, she didn't really push the envelope a whole lot. You know, she's kind of played it safe, I thought, but she kind of started doing a little more, you know, slinging up from a little deeper and hitting them too, you know, and started taking it inside some. We didn't have much luck stopping her there. Finally, she started missing a few and give us a chance to get back in.
No one else in double figures for Van Buren County. Kara Mills ended up with four. Abigail Netherton had six. Brooke Burke, the freshman off the bench, made some big plays for the Eagleettes. She finished with 7 points, guys. But really impressed by this Van Buren County team. Kind of like that East Robertson team the other night. We may have underestimated them just a little bit coming into this one, or at least Layla Bolden and what she could do.
Well, I did. I knew what she could do. I'd seen her play the state tournament the last couple of years. I knew she was a great player. And I coached against her sister, and her sister was just about like her. You know, we beat her the first time we played them, and we never beat them again while she was playing. I mean, she was great also. She started it. Chattanooga for 4 years, and I don't know if this Bolden girl signed, probably has somewhere, I'd imagine, but she's a really good player. You know, I felt like we had the better team, just feel, I guess, you know, whatever, and we did. You know, the big girl wasn't as good as I thought she would be.
No.
You know, she wasn't much of a factor.
No, she wasn't.
As far as posting up or doing anything offensive-wise, and she blocked some shots and got some rebounds, and she was fortunate she didn't get more fouls. You know, these refs let them play, and she went over the back, I thought, 2 or 3 times it didn't get called. But one of those other little girls hit a couple threes. But, you know, you take Bolden off this team, you know, they're not very good.
Yeah, I agree. For Clay County, Lacey Wicks had 1 point for the Lady Dogs. Madison Hayes finishes with 8. Bella Ashlock, 9. Ella Eads, 10 points. She's in the double figures. She was really big early on. And then Hallie Buford, she scored 11 in that fourth quarter push, guys, for 23 on the night.
Yeah.
Just great performance by all involved here. Lacey Wicks on the defensive end. Ella Eads making big shots, handling the ball. Madison Hayes was automatic in the paint tonight, guys. Bella Ashlock, she did it all.
Like she always does.
But it was Hallie Buford bringing us home.
Did Hallie have at halftime 3?
She did. You're right. Well, 3 points at halftime.
You know.
20
yeah.
In the second half.
Well, we'll transition from this Lady Dog wrap-up that's been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermit Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of out-of-state log homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We'll transition from that into the naming of the TDS top performer from tonight's contest. TDS top performer was indeed Hallie Buford, the senior, and just another great installment of this postseason for her. And we've talked about it before. It's not always about who is the leading scorer. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it comes down simply to production, because guess what? You're going to have the most points at the end of the game to win the contest. Pretty simple thinking there, but always going to hold true. And we just talked about it. 3 points in the first half. Hallie coming out in the second half, putting on a big show, and just doing a great job with her scoring tonight, like she's done all year long. As a coach, got to be a huge thing knowing, regardless of who we're playing, we're going to get 20 from Hallie. And most every night, we get it.
Yeah.
Most every night, we get it, Tom.
Yeah, we'll talk about Hallie in a minute as the Lady Dogs exit the locker room here, guys, to their fans, and, you know, it's one of those emotional type moments right here. You know, just a huge thing to get to the state tournament, that your community's involved, everyone's behind you. And have you ever seen bigger smiles on young ladies?
Well, it's a great thing. Coach Sims out here smiling along with them. Because no matter how many years he is removed from the bench, he is Clay County Lady Bulldog basketball.
That's why we love having him on here. But Honey Buford Thomas, TDS top performer. It's cliche, you know, we talk about those sayings, you know, big-time players in big-time games and separating the women from the little girls and all these things, but they're all true because you get in these moments when she's needed most and she comes through.
Yeah, and what impressed me most about Hallie tonight is her patience in the second half. I thought she took her time, took the shots that was given to her when she split the lane a couple of times between defenders. But I thought she was real patient down the stretch and kind of took what the defense gave her, where she may have been pressing just a little bit in the first half and took some shots that she'd like to have back. But down the stretch, to me, she just brought it home for Clay County. We talked about her all season long and just made some great decisions. And, hey, she's just a gamer. She won this game for Clay County tonight.
Absolutely did. Hallie Buford, the TDS top performer from tonight's contest. TDS Disposal, they serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. So we've got everything set for next week. Murphy Center, everybody's familiar with it. 13th trip since 1992 during this 32-year span. More times than not, we're heading down that way, going to be doing it again. So next Wednesday, March the 6th at 5:30, Clay County will be playing Moore County. Let's go ahead and just run through the games that happened tonight and what happened. So, North Green beat Midway 33-31. Greenfield beat Memphis Middle College 56-48. So, North Green will meet Greenfield. Moore County won 44-32. Of course, Clay County won 51-41. Moore County and Clay County will meet at 5:30. Looking at the other half of the bracket, Cloudland advanced by beating Sunbright 38-30. Cloudland will take on Pickett County, a great matchup there. The Lady Bobcats won easily tonight, 90-55 over Copper Basin. Joining Cloudland and Pickett County on the other side of the bracket, Wayne County, who beat Eagleville 54-46, and also rounding it out, South Fulton, who beat University School of Memphis 74-52. So Coach Sims, if you were drawing this thing up and choosing which side and who's the opponent and all this stuff, everybody's good at this point. But Clay County has a great bracket in front of them starting Wednesday at 5:30 when they face Moore County.
They do. You know, I looked at this yesterday and said, well, you know, we got in the best side of the bracket, that's for sure. You got Cloudland, Pickett, Wayne County all in the lower half there. And, you know, we may keep beating Moore County, but I'd rather play Moore County than Cloudland or Wayne County, either one, you know. And then if we were to beat them, we got somebody I think that we could play with. So we got a shot, you know, being in the finals. You never know what happens if you get there.
No doubt about that. Thomas, you've worked hard behind the scenes to try to make some stuff happen next week for the first time ever here on the Horizon Sports Network, I believe. Is that true?
What's that?
About us trying to carry
we're hoping so. I'll ask permission. We've always been denied as we made several state tournament trips down there, but things have changed. They're recognizing the fact you don't have to be a radio station and other things, so we're thinking we're going to get to sit on press row in the Murphy Center, Coach Sims, and call a state tournament contest next Wednesday. Have to confirm it, of course, with Mr. Gillespie with the TSSAA, but pretty sure it's going to happen. It'll probably be audio only, but we think we'll get to call it. We can, I think, broadcast on Facebook, maybe show the scoreboard or things like that. So it's not just the Lady Dogs that's getting to make an appearance. The Horizon Sports Network is going to get to make an appearance in the glass house, Coach.
That'll be good.
It'd be very similar to the football championship game from last year. If you watched
that,
essentially it was an audio-only broadcast with, like Thomas said, a live video feed trained to the scoreboard. But, guys, I've said plenty enough. Any of y'all got anything to add before
we
sign
off? One thing that jumps out at me, besides the bracket and the way it's set up, back-to-back games for District 7A. So Wednesday afternoon to Wednesday evening, if you want to watch some good basketball, come down and watch Clay County, and then you got Pickett County lined up right after. So Wednesday's going to be nice.
Certainly is. In
Murfreesboro. Coach Sims, give us some final thoughts on this.
Well,
I mean, I can't help but notice that, there's some emotions running through you. just a great night for Clay County basketball here tonight.
I really don't have a whole lot else to say. I've said about all I need to, I think. It's just a great win. You know, anytime, like I said, you can win a sub-state and go to state, you know, it's great for kids, the coaches, the program, you know, the town, the county. It's just great, you know. And
well, I want you to know that this probably doesn't happen without you, Coach. You set the standard years ago for this program, and everybody's tried to follow it since then.
Well, we worked hard, you know, I'll say that. And, you know, they'd never been much of anywhere till me and my teams came along. So now it is easier than it used to be, you know, with classes and everything. But still, they've been playing classes for, I don't know, 25, 30 years before I came through. And they had never got out of the region yet. But, you know, and I had good players. I'm not saying it was me. You know, I worked hard at it. But, you know, those first teams weren't real great. But, you know, we made the sub-state third year. It took us 3 years to win one. But we finally did. And since then, you know, we've done pretty good.
That's like I mentioned to you earlier, Coach, in a break. Throw out those first three before you broke through. Once you broke through in 92, a 10-1 record in sub-state games. Now, Coach Walker going to the winning side of that. He's 3-2 now in these sectionals. So very blessed that you got it all rolling, like Thomas said. Well, folks, that wraps it up. Nothing else to do here in Spencer except break it all down, load it all up, and head home. We're going to be back on our Wednesday. We'll put out a Facebook post. If that's not the case, we'll put one out. Even if it is the case, Thomas has been doing a great job with that lately. Thanks again to Bank of Salina for carrying this live video sponsorship tonight. Not only them, though, but all our sponsors who have joined us all through 7 years now on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, we'll be back on our own in Murfreesboro on Wednesday. For Joe Sims and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.